Hi, I'm Jessica, and when I'm not drinking all the coffee, watching Razorback sports, or hanging out with my family of boys, it's my passion to help elementary music teachers just like you find your unique teaching style. My goal with this podcast is to share helpful tips, strategies, and to give you the motivation you need to gain momentum in your teaching so you can continue being the music teacher rock star you already are.
I tried to reflect today on the amazing man that Martin Luther King was. There are people, even now, everybody has role models, right? And I don't mean to sound cliche at all, but his words are just so inspirational and meaningful. And I wanted to give you a little background about my first school I taught at, which you may or may not have heard me talk about this before. He is someone who is very inspirational to me. So the first school I taught in, I was going to tell you about that. The first school I taught in, you may or may not have heard this story, but it was predominantly African-American students. And whenever Martin Luther King Day came around, I always knew it was important. But to the school that the students I worked at and their families, it was a very important day. So I would usually do every year either a Martin Luther King program or a program around Black History Month. But we would talk a lot about leaders, not just musicians and composers, and but leaders. And Martin Luther King is one we talked about a lot in my classroom, not just because of the demographic of students I taught, but because he's an amazing leader and he left a legacy. And I think it's important for our kids and students to know about leaders from, you know, from before they were born, from before even we were born, that, or our parents were born, or whoever, that they're never forgotten, and that it's not just quotes and words that, you know, get shared on social media. And of course, I shared a quote on my Facebook page today, but it's not just about quotes and inspirational words being shared, but it's really about the meaning behind the words that he shared and how we can really apply what he said to our lives and to our students and in your classrooms. So I want to encourage you, first of all, if you're teaching in a school like I just talked about, maybe it's an inner city school, or your students are coming to school with, I'll just share with you some of the stories I heard. They would come to school and be exhausted because they would hear drive-by shootings the night before. Or I even had one say he couldn't go in his house and was hiding behind a trash can after school one day when the bus dropped him off. You guys, I could just share with you so many stories of just very, very hard lives. And it was just so sad. I had bus duty putting these kids on the bus and watching them get, you know, right off and knowing they were going to some really hard neighborhoods and some tough situations. But I could do my part. Did not just teach music. And I don't mean it like that. Like I just taught music. Teaching music. And of course, hello, what do I do here? I talk all about music education. But teaching music is important, but so is inspiring your students. And so is showing up every day. And you be that role model that they need. So sharing with them, being the role model for them, but also sharing with them role models from, our history. Don't let them just be part of a history book, but share with them who these people are. Okay, so Martin Luther King is who we're talking about today. Now, I look up to him so much for taking a stand for what he believed in. I think it's important. I don't know if it's him, and I'm sorry about this, but there's a quote that says, if you stand for nothing, you'll believe anything. Right? And I feel like that is so true. I feel like there's some people who just, if someone says, I believe in this, and then they're like, I will too. Or I don't believe in this, and I don't either. And I'm not going to give specific examples. That could be like in the workplace and motherhood and, with church or whatever. It's hard for people to take a stand, especially if you have all these people over here saying one thing and then there's one person saying this. It's hard to take a stand for what you believe in. It could even be in your classroom. I know for me, personally, I worked in a district where all the music teachers were just talking about do it this way, this way, this way, this way. They all were same. And I felt like the black sheep over here going, no, I don't want to do that. That's not going to work with my students. I don't want to do it that way. I'm going to change it up and do it my way. I'm not trying to be, I wasn't trying to push back and be resistant against advice and things like that. But I also knew my students, and I knew that what I was learning in some workshops, which I think everybody should, I'm getting kind of off topic here, but I think you should take, learn things, of course, but then apply it to your classroom because you're the only one that knows your students, right? Better than anyone else. You know your students. And so, I don't even know where I was going with that, you guys. My brain's all over the place all the time. Oh yeah. So looking up to him for taking a stand, because I mean, think about how many lives still today, the legacy he left and how many lives he's changing. And the same could go for your students. There, and I've touched on this before, but there are students you have in your classrooms right now, not right now, but you know, when you're at school, and they are maybe those students that are so hard and you feel like they're not listening and they're not paying attention and they're just so many behavior issues. But you know what? You're planting a seed, and the seed you're planting, you may not see it while they're in elementary school, but the seed you're planting may show up later on in life. It may show up when they're a teenager. It may not even show up until they're an adult. And it may have nothing to do with music, but just because you as a role model showed up for these children, that they later on in life are telling you how much you mean to them and how much you inspired them to keep going, even through adversity and hard times. So that's exactly what Martin Luther King did. He planted a seed, you guys. He may not even known the legacy he was leaving, you know, while he was here on this earth. He just spoke truth and stood up for what he believed in. And it's so amazing to me. So I want to go over some of my favorite quotes from him and then talk about each of them just quickly and how to apply them to your life and, you know, bring it into your classroom and to your students. So I talked a little bit about, think about the adversity your students face every day. Now, you all teach at different schools. You all teach at different districts, different private schools, public schools, whatever it is. And so the adversity your students may face may not be the same as the school down the street. But it doesn't mean every single student that walks in your classroom is not having problems or issues or struggles or things that they're dealing with, right? Okay, so we talked about that. So think about what they face on each and every day. And so one of my first favorite quotes of his, the function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically. Intelligence plus character, that is the goal of it, of true education, which I think is amazing because it's funny to me because Martin Luther King did not know the way the school systems would be nowadays, right? We have amazing public schools. And I'm a huge advocate for public school education. I have, my oldest son has high functioning autism, and without the interventions he's getting at his school right now, we would not have made the strides we've made, you guys. And so, but what I'm saying is education has changed so much, right? And kids are, they are taught to think critically, but sometimes my boys' school does this, but I know some schools do not emphasize character. It's all about the test and the academics, but it's not just about character. So how much are you working on character with your students? I know as a music teacher, you don't see them as often as, you know, their homeroom teacher. But when you do, are you using maybe a song you're teaching? Are you using that song to teach character to your kids? Are you using it to, are you just teaching the song? Or are you talking about the meaning behind it? Are you talking about maybe what the composer was thinking when they wrote that song? Are you talking about in your classroom, cooperative learning, how the students can work together, how we all work together, we get along, we don't leave anyone out. That's all talking about character. And talking to your kids about how education is important, of course, I mean, obviously, but their character is also important as well. So that's one of my favorite quotes. The next one is, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? So that ties into the quote I just talked about a minute ago. So what are you doing for others? Okay, well, that pertains to you as a teacher, which we just talked about, you being a role model, right? What are you doing for others? Those days you feel burnt out and like you don't feel like you want to go back to school and you feel like you're exhausted and maybe you have those students or that particular class is coming to you that day. And they are that class that is just so hard and you feel like nothing you're doing is working. But guess what? You're still serving those students every day. You are still showing up and showing them love even when it's hard, right? And so you can teach that to your students. And maybe you're not constantly talking about it, but being a role model, you're modeling that behavior for them and how to love others and how to be there for others and care for others. And we don't exclude anyone in music. We are all working as a team. My next favorite quote is, Oh, I like this one a lot. Okay, so rarely do we find men who willingly engage in hard, solid thinking. There is an almost universal quest for easy answers and half-baked solutions. Nothing pains some people more than having to think. Oh my goodness, can you guys think about the students you have and how many students want to just be told how to come up with the answer? Or you feel like you've taught a lesson, and then when you say, okay, let's get up and do, let's do a movement activity to this folk song we learn, and then they're like, what are we doing? They're not listening, right? And so but also I'm going to use an example of this, but with fifth graders, let's say in the springtime especially is when these activities happen a lot. But you're doing a composition activity, right? And you've given instructions on how to do this composition activity together as a group. And then you're always going to have those students that are just like, I don't want to. I don't know how. I don't want to do this. I don't get it. And then they're just kind of relying on their group members or their partner to do it for them. They're not really critically think. They're not. How am I trying to word it? They're not really stepping into critical thinking. And so you as a teacher can explain to them, you know what? I tell my kids this all the time, my own children. It may be hard, but the hard things challenge you. When you do the hard things in life, that challenges you to do better, to be better at it, and it helps you grow as a person. And so teaching your kids critical thinking is very important. Okay, the next one says, change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but comes through continuous struggle. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that quote, but we talked at the beginning about your students who have struggles in their life, right? And so explaining to them that having struggle in life is okay. They'll get through it. And when they get through it, it makes them a stronger person. And there's amazing things that are going to happen in their future. So just keep pushing on, right? There's about three more, four more. Yeah, four more. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Okay, so that is perfect because that's one pretty much pertaining to his life, right? He stood in the face of challenge and controversy all the time. He didn't like that, probably all this opposition was coming his way. But it just talks about stand up for what you believe in, even when it's not convenient, even when it's hard, even when it's uncomfortable, stand up for what you believe in. Now, in a school setting, this is going to look a little different. You can't just go to your principal and be like, I hate this and I'm not doing it and I don't like this, and then, walk out. Yeah, you may not have a job tomorrow. But what that means is standing up for what you believe in is maybe, I'm just going to use a little example, but for me personally, when it came to Halloween, I don't really like teaching all the, spooky, not scarecrows, but like skeletons and goblins and ghosts. And I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that, and to each their own. I would do maybe a couple of those songs, but then mostly focus on just fun Halloween songs and fall. But to each person is their own. But that just goes back to be yourself. Be your own person. Stand up for what you believe in. And even when it comes to teaching in your classroom, you do not have to teach the way the teacher last year taught. You don't have to teach the same way as the teacher down the street. You do what works for you. Okay. The next quote says, so even though we face difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. Man, you guys, how many of you are dreaming something big for your students or for your life? And it's just been a difficult path, a difficult road. Even for my website, you guys, I'm telling you, it's been going on for 2.5 years now, and there's been some bumps, like some bumpy bumps, and I'm starting to finally see the fruits of my labor. But it took a couple years and learning and how to do it and what to do and what, and so I could have just any time said I give up, I quit, and I'm not doing this anymore. But trials will come, but keep the faith and just follow your dreams no matter what it takes. And then two more quotes. This is similar to the one we just talked about. And this is the one I posted on my Facebook page today. And I had a description with it that I described why I like this quote so much. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Same thing. You can't see your future, right? I'm a praying person. So I pray about it. And I know God has a plan. So you may not see what, like we talked about earlier, you're planting seeds with your students. You may not see those seeds grow into anything until the way future, but trust the process. trust that you're taking the step. You can't see the whole staircase in front of you, but you're slowly taking steps to get to where you need to go. And the same goes with your teaching. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed, and maybe you're feeling like your wheels are spinning and you're not getting anywhere. Then just keep taking those baby steps to get there. And by the way, if you're a new elementary music teacher, you're just feeling like you are frustrated and overwhelmed, there's a free webinar coming up. And if you head to thedomesticmusician.com, you will see the link to sign up. And so it's okay to feel frustrated in your teaching. It's okay to not see the whole staircase. It's okay to feel like you show up and you're like, I feel like I'm just going through the motions and I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm just going to keep taking the next step. And guess what? Keep taking those steps, because one day, girl or boy, you are going to notice, looking back, you're like, man, all those steps bringing to me where I am today. I see now why I took the steps I took. And then there's one more: intelligence plus character. That's the goal of true education. Did I say that one twice? I must have really liked it. I said it twice. So you know what? You got it twice. It must have been really on my heart. So like I said, it's not just the words that he spoke, but actually applying what he said to our lives, inspiring our students. He stood up for what he believed in. He spoke. He just had a gift for speaking and just for inspiring and being motivational. And that just means so much to me, because I feel like that's the kind of role model I want to follow, right? Just someone who doesn't just blindly follow the herd, but stands up for what they believe.
Thank you so much for listening in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And while you're there, I would love for you to review the show and leave a rating on iTunes. To find out more about how I can help you gain momentum in your elementary music teaching career, head to thedomesticmusician.com, where you'll find free downloads, courses, the blog, and so much more. Continue teaching music and never doubt the impact you're making each and every day in the lives of your students.